Today, July 13th, I started with the president at 9 this morning in a general political discussion. He wants to review the plans for our convention, feels that immediately after the convention he should not appear to coast and therefore should not come to California, but rather go back to Washington and get right into going on things. Concerned about getting people up close to the podium in the convention hall, letting the standees up close for major speeches and that sort of thing. On the nominating and seconding speeches, he wants to open a segment of the convention, not for those speeches, but at some point for Democrats and independents like Conley and labor people and prominent governors and senators, so on, who will announce their support of the president. He wants to work in a maximum number of Democrats, at least one Chicano, no more than one black. Maybe have a full hour of this to get maximum emphasis. He got into the problem of continuing July 13th. The president was concerned with Rose's bitching about the campaign organization, president's plan. She feels that the president should shake hands with all the delegates at the convention. She's not about to do. She's making the point that we don't have the enthusiastic, intelligent young people that McGovern has, and so on. The president was concerned about the documentaries, that we have so much film, and questions how we're going to use it all. He's concerned about getting all the 68 people involved so they aren't grousing, as Rose reports. Wants McGregor to get everybody together and make sure that we aren't playing the enemy line, that we've got to be upbeat, quit talking about the line that McGovern can't win it, but Nixon can lose it, which Rose was playing to him. Get away from the obsession of berating everything we do. He was concerned about campaign materials, wants a report on what we're doing in the bumper strips and buttons and all that. Kissinger came in and we had some discussion on the briefing of McGovern and finally agreed that Kissinger should do the first briefing. Henry feels strongly that he should do it so that he can cover the kind of things that we want to be sure McGovern gets and doesn't get. Then after that, we'll leave it up to Haig and Dick Helms to handle the follow-up briefing. So we're going ahead and announce that today. President talked with Colson, and apparently Teddy Gleason had called him and said that the plan with the AFL, that Gleason had talked to Meany, and that they're going to call an executive committee meeting for next Wednesday, and that Meany will release all members to decide how they want to go. The AFL itself will be neutral. So Gleason now is going to wait till Wednesday to announce so as not to offend Meany. We can go to all the other unions. Schultz is going to see Meany on Monday and get things worked out with him. There's a strong probability of getting Abel to come over if he's approached right. It was agreed that Schultz should talk to him. Raised the question of whether the Conley move to head up the Democrats would louse up the Meany deal, and it was agreed that it might, but it was worth taking the chance. Colson pushed for the Conley announcement now so that he can start lining up other people anyway. Or we could set up the office now and then bring Conley in later, which would not be as good, but would be a satisfactory alternative. The president feels that McGovern will come strongly to the center tonight to try and pacify his party. Feels we should stop Agnew from taking swipes at the New York Times and the other media, and that we need some heavy thinking on Agnew's role in the campaign, how he should play it, what he can do to help us, and what he can do to avoid hurting us. Conley arrived this afternoon. We had our Conley dinner tonight, just the three of us at the residence. We were planning to watch the acceptance speech, but the convention got so screwed up that it was delayed so late that we went home and then watched it after we got home. Conley's obviously very tired, obviously interested and willing to take on the heading up the Democrats, but concerned about getting that involved, and was very much worried about how he could get the time to do it in the next few weeks, especially in getting all the details set up. It looked as if we were going to lose the sale, so I suggested that we put Colson full-time on this for the time being, let him work under Conley and get it set up for him, and then let Conley replace him with his man when he's ready to. Conley bought that, and on that basis, I think we'll put the thing together at our meeting tomorrow. Before we got into the Democrat question, the president waltzed quite thoroughly through the whole vice president. situation, and Connally made it clear that he felt the president could not do anything but keep Agnew on, although he thinks it's a bad choice. Both he and the president agree that there's no qualification there for the presidency, and that that's not who we would want as president, so that poses a problem in having him as vice president. But I don't think Connally was making any real pitch for the job himself, although Colson feels that that's what he wants. There was quite a long discussion on it, and it seemed to end up with Connally saying that the president should keep Agnew on. The president made the point that the vice president can resign during the second term, and that there are other possibilities for the man the president wants to set up as his successor. The meeting wasn't as satisfactory as we had hoped, I think mainly because of Connally's being so tired, but I think we've got him basically on the track. End of July 13th, Friday, July 14th. Back to the 13th first. After we got home and late tonight, the president called after each of the major speeches, the Eagleton speech, Kennedy speech, and McGovern speech at the convention. He felt that Eagleton was not good, didn't come over well on television, although he basically looks pretty good. He felt McGovern did exactly what he thought he would do in trying to pacify his party, but not terribly effectively, and agreed with me, and I think everyone will agree, that Teddy Kennedy completely upstaged both of them, and the contrast was quite remarkable. July 13th.